You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you today, Pam?
Hi. Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, we have to start the program out with how are the bees going?
Well, you know, this is kind of a transition time. You know, we have some warm days, some cold days, and there's like nothing for the bees to eat now. So I think the last time we were here, I was saying, you know, they start robbing each other, just looking for something, anything. And so we've started giving them supplemental food. I mean, they have honey inside their hives that they can eat so they don't starve, but they're always looking for something new. So there's fortified sugar water in the hives that we'll leave in there until it gets freezing weather, you know, to help them. And so right now they've got these screens that we put on all the hives that we call them robbing screens, and it helps prevent other, you know, rogue bees from coming into the hives. And then pretty soon, once they get, it kind of cools down a little bit more and they're less active, they start kind of, you know, how they huddle together to stay warm. Yeah. Well, that's when those nasty mice and shrews are going to want to start coming in. So then we have to start protecting them from the mice and the shrews. So it's not one thing, it's another.
So you've harvested all the honey for the season, though.
Yeah, we've taken, I think, pretty much all. There's a few supers that we might take a little bit more from, but for the most part, you don't want to leave the hives too big over the winter. That's why we condense them down to the just the two big, what we call brood boxes, because it's less to have to keep warm, you know.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
During the winter, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon we'll be getting them ready for winter, and I'll tell you more about that when the time comes. But yeah, so now we have our job, and we haven't done it yet because we've just been so busy. But the honey that we have harvested is all sitting in tubs, and it's ready to go through our extractor machine. We call that spinning it. Where it, you put the frames in, it fits three, and then it's, well, you scrape off the wax caps that seal in those, the honey in, in the cells, and then you spin it really fast, and all the honey goes flying up to the edge and then drips down, and then you run it through a series of filters and bottle it. So we'll be doing that soon. I can tell you more about it when we get there. But and we should have done it already, probably, but we just have been too busy. So
And but it was, the honey content was down, or volume was down
way down. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, less than half of what it was last year. So yeah, isn't that just crazy?
That is, when you said that a couple weeks ago, I thought, wow, that is wow.
Yeah. So it's a golden honey. We're going to have to treat it like gold, I guess.
This year,
it's a little bit more valuable this time. Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's get into the Hastings update.
Yeah. Well, okay, let me show you. I printed, and it just happens, I have the last time I was here with me, this was the last time, and you can see
A full page, 8.5, and then
maybe a quarter.
Yeah, I'd say a quarter, yeah.
Yeah, on the back page, and that's the list of houses that are coming soon, active, pending, and closed in the last 30 days. And as you can see, the back side now.
It's about
now,
a third this time, not quite half, full, but not enough.
In fact, more than a third.
Okay.
So, in other words, there are more houses on the market right now than there were 3 weeks ago.
Now,
so
does that
good.
Dampen the prices in there?
No. It just makes it easier to find something that you want.
That somebody wants.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I always tell people that's what happens in October. For some reason, there's usually a bump, you know, right now. So, end of this, you know, getting into that summer, you know, season. So, and I'm going to be talking about it more, but it just, it feels more and more like a balanced market. It isn't quite yet. There still mm-hmm. are more buyers than there are homes, but there's more homes than there were, year over year. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool thing. And the only other thing that I would comment on, looking at the the printout of the, and it's just a snapshot. You know, mm-hmm. if I printed it out now, this was maybe a couple, 2-3 hours ago, it might be slightly different because it's very fluid. It's just a snapshot. But looking at the homes that have sold, they just don't, if you put a home on the market, I'm just warning you, don't expect that it's going to sell necessarily that first weekend.
Okay.
It isn't doing, I mean, it can, who knows, mm-hmm. It could sell, the very first day, but don't expect it. Because there's a lot of homes on the market that were on the market for a couple weeks, a month, or more. So, but that's more normal anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if folks want to get a hold of you, Pam, how can they do that?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Okay. Or you can call the Edina Realty office locally mm-hmm. here in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam. Either way, they'll find you.
You'll get me.
Because you're buzzing around.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
All righty. Yeah. Our topic of the week, A Guide to Buying Your Home, Part 3. And this is the final episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I think next time we talk, I'm going to talk more about selling your house, kind of some things to consider when you're selling your house.
Okay.
So, we'll kind of focus on one at a time. And, if you are going to buy a house, the main thing everybody asks me is, so how are interest rates? are interest rates? And I think in the past it wasn't as much of a topic of conversation until we had those crazy years when it was down, 3%.
Exceptionally low,
yeah. And that was something worth talking about. And you remember the advice that I kept saying was, mm-hmm. They are low, take advantage of it. Yep. If you're going to do a refi, do it now. If you're going to buy a house, this is really a good time. Well, now I have something else that I'm telling you right now, and you're going to be wishing you had listened if you don't, okay?
Okay.
The rates are actually, again, the lowest that they have been in a long time.
Okay.
And when I was here the last time, I happened to have the piece of paper that I was working off of last time. Well, this time, some of the numbers are the same, all in the fives. Just a wee bit better even than they were 3 weeks ago.
Hmm.
So from everything I can tell from all the experts, nobody is really expecting a huge, much more of a drop, in interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
But they're okay right now. They really are mm-hmm. not bad. And this is what I want to say that you have to listen to, because give it a year, you're going to say, oh, man, I'd wished I'd listened to her. Don't wait. It's only going to cost you money to wait to buy your house.
Yep.
Because I say it all the time, but it's so true. If you wait for the rates to drop, they might not. The house prices are going to increase and the competition is going to increase. So just get it now. If you mm-hmm. need, and that's actually, I'm already getting ahead of myself, but if you need to buy a house, go by what your personal needs are. Because these extraneous things, I don't think are going to change that terribly much.
Well, and you can buy now and you can always change it.
Right.
If the rate goes down, refinance.
Yeah, if we have that surprise, huge, sudden drop,
mm-hmm.
which would be totally unexpected, just refi.
Well, and is this a true fact that the home rates really don't follow along with what the Federal Reserve rates are?
Well, it's kind of a funny thing. I had one mortgage lender that said, it's better to pay attention to gas prices. When they go down, rates go down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they have to do with each other, but I've been kind of watching it too. And mm-hmm. boy, they have kind of followed
it's
each
a better,
other.
That's a better guide than the Federal Reserve rate.
Yeah, well, and a lot of times, even if like the Federal Reserve does a drop, it's usually been anticipated in the market. For mortgage rates have already adjusted to what they expect it's going to be anyway. So, because it's usually not that much of a surprise what the Fed is going to do. So it kind of, yes, it does follow, but then not necessarily hand in glove.
So it's kind of a neutral saying.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Kind of like the weather.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go.
I mean, they are related, but it isn't a surefire thing
right.
when the rates go down. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll just plow through this so that I'll get it done. We're going to get done today with it. the first point is something that I had kind of, you know, mentioned when a minute ago. The inventory, the house inventory is up year over year in the Midwest area, which we are part of, about 18%.
Really?
Yeah, over what it was.
That's kind of healthy, isn't it?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. And now if you like went out in the West or in the South, we're talking about the whole United States, generally, you know, for the, they're averaging like 25 and 30 some percent amount of inventory increased. So, but 18%, that's still good. That's why we say year over year, there are more houses on the market right now than there were a year ago at the same time. So that's a very good and positive thing.
Good.
So, and then, let's see, I'm going to page through all my notes because I want to be efficient here and not go down a rabbit hole. And then this is the other piece of it. Okay, so there are more houses coming on market, but the price of houses is just not increasing as quickly as it has been.
Okay.
You know, in years past, recent years past, you know, I would have a somebody that bought a house at a certain amount and then a year or two later could turn around and sell it and make a decent profit on it because house prices were increasing that much or that quickly. That is not happening right now. House prices aren't increasing like 11% over the last year. It's more like maybe 1.5% above. But that is more normal.
A more manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Historically, I want to say the long trend is maybe about 2%.
Okay.
2.5% a year is what house prices are usually increasing. So, You can usually count on, over the long run, your house is going to keep increasing in value. Mm-hmm. It's just not crazy like it was. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, so these are just a couple takeaways here that I want buyers to have. And if you listen to the news, sometimes you're like, oh, there's going to be a meltdown. Everything is going to, you know, the housing prices are going to crash. That isn't true. I mean, unless something really unforeseen happens. Moderation would be maybe the word more than meltdown.
Okay.
That just seems to be kind of how we're settling down. And like I said earlier, what you need to do is focus on your personal situation. Your family is growing and you need more room, look for a bigger house.
Yeah.
Your house has gotten to be just too big and more than you can handle. You want to move into a one-level living or senior living. It's time to sell your house.
Yeah, downsize.
So, and one thing about, you know, if you're a senior, we'll talk about it more when we're talking about selling your house. I think there are a lot of seniors that don't realize how much equity they have in their house right now. I just think of my mom and dad's that they bought their house. I believe they spent $15,000 on it.
Isn't that something? You can't even buy a decent car for that nowadays.
Right, right. and I mean, it was a few years ago, but yeah. I know the houses, they live in a block where the houses are almost all the same, and they're selling, you know, for like maybe $400,
wow.
you know. So,
wow.
like, whoa, you know.
Yeah. And real estate has been always a good investment. I mean, is there valleys? Yeah, but it always comes back.
Yep.
Always.
That's just how it is.
In the end, you just sit down, settle down, have a cup of coffee, another one, and it's going to all work out.
Yeah. I was thinking when people do buy a house, there's two big mistakes that they make that you want to avoid, okay? First one is putting off on getting a pre-approval letter.
Okay.
If you're thinking at all that you want to buy a house, meet with a lender and get your pre-approval. Because you need to know beforehand, not afterhand. first of all, if there are some things maybe that you're not even aware of that need to be corrected, maybe there's some information on your credit score that isn't true, or you didn't realize that, maybe I shouldn't have co-signed for my daughter's home, or, you know, whatever. So you need to know what your position is. If you're going to be you need to know kind of what you're going to be able to qualify for. Do that plenty ahead of time. And, you know, there are a lot of lenders that will not only give you a pre-qual letter, you know, that you can attach to the offer, but they can actually go really far into the underwriting process long before you actually put in an offer. So you can put in an offer and say, you know, we are already fully approved on this. The only thing that would have to then be done is the house itself would have to check out, you know, with the lender, with the appraisal. So isn't that cool?
That is, yeah. Well, you're wasting your time, everybody's time. And
right.
So, yeah, that's like really putting the cart before the horse in that case.
Yeah,
so.
You got to do that. Yep. And the final and last thing is... don't buy more house than you can afford. Just because you can qualify for a $300,000 or $400,000 home,
if you don't need it,
don't get more than you want or that you would be comfortable living with. Because what do they say? House rich and living poor, or something like that.
Yep.
You know,
you
don't want to put yourself in that kind of a position.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of the mortgage thing is, when you do apply for a mortgage, don't go buy a car or big appliances.
Whoops.
Don't apply for new credit.
Wait until everything's signed off and it's
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's going to do it for today, Pam.
Phew, we made it through.
You did. one final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Thank you, Pam. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam, or the Bee Lady. If you want to give Pam a call, her cell number is 651-319-1298. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.